in this exciting new year. And what better way than to be involved in NECN, the greatest opportunity in the history of the world. And I say that in context of your ability not just to have a great business, but the ability to do good. And I think that's the purpose of a business ultimately is to do good. And we have the best products in the world, and we've got I would say the best leader too. So Ben Woodward, tell us about 2016 and your plans and why we should run with you.
Sure, thank you so much, Dave. Good morning, everyone. As always, a wonderful pleasure to be with you all this morning. As some of you may have seen over the weekend, we sent out via video, it's on YouTube now, the 2016 welcome message from myself that outlines just in brief, and it's only a brief clip, some of the vision and direction that we have moving forward. I want to touch on that today, and I want to begin by giving some context as to where this comes from and how we're moving forward. This is a very, very exciting time for NECN, and for each of you as we build our business to greater heights. Over a year ago now, before I moved over to California, I had an epiphany. It was one of these times where, as always, we're seeking to understand better ways to build the business and to strengthen our opportunity. And I was considering the fact of what is the most important behavior in the business. And we've discussed this many times in this business, of course. What is the single most important thing to duplicate in order for us to have a prosperous organization? For many months, in fact, for many years, in my experience in network marketing, it has often been believed that the fundamental thing to duplicate is the development of silver, or in a network marketing context, the equivalent of, if you're in a different business. But developing that first level of leadership was seen as the fundamental, most important thing. The epiphany that I had was that that was not the case. Though it is critical and it is important, there is a simpler, more basic unit of activity that is required for us to truly prosper and grow. And that was really the origins of the quality enrollment. The quality enrollment being someone that generates at least 500 points of volume or sales within a calendar month. That was important for a couple of reasons. First of all, when we look at the data, the number of people rank advancing to silver over the number of people that join the business, either as a customer or as a brand new consultant, or the number of distributors in general, we see that statistically, the ratio of people that rank advance to silver on a month-by-month basis is proportionately quite low. And however, what would be the impact? This was the real thought, the real point of consideration. What would be the impact on your organization if everyone in your business, rather than generating 100 points as a assumption, what if they generated at least 500 points because they had a little bit of retail activity? But the impact of that would see us skyrocket as a business and be propelled well towards our target of becoming a billion-dollar organization. And that would get there with the simplest of activity, the area that most people join the business for, the opportunity to have the product in their home or to share that opportunity with others to have it in their homes. So that was critical. That was a real eye-opener, and that was really where the birth of that vision for the enrollment began. We need to help everyone to create at least 500 points of sales in a month, and the impact of that for people in their organizations would be significant. We introduced that in January of 2015 in the form of the quality enrollment. As the year progressed, we were able to recognize a slight nuance that was holding us back from achieving the true potential of that plan. And that was that much of the activity in generating 500 points still remained to be self-consumption, and that a lot of people were still recruiting others and self-consuming versus getting that retail activity, which gives you the ongoing income that you need to have to enjoy the business. Because the reality is, of course, if that self-consumption getting you the 500 points, it's not going to be sustainable over time, because many people can't afford to do that. And thus, not only is it not sustainable, but the duplicability of that, or the duplication potential of that, is significantly diminished as well. So, we took another step forward, a bold step, one that was really rare to be seen, I believe, in network marketing places, environments. And that was, we significantly changed the price of our products to give people a better chance. Why did we do this? This is important to understand. It was not to devalue the product, but to improve the experience and the ease of building the business for our business builders moving forwards. I have seen far too many times people coming in with great goals, great expectations, then leaving, getting frustrated and disappointed. In the spirit of humans being more, this is not something that I want to perpetuate. I want to simplify people's experience and give them a better chance of succeeding. So, to improve that opportunity and to simplify the process, we reduced the prices of the products to make it more straightforward, more compelling for people to be able to get out there, open their mouths, and share the word about the product. I'm pleased to say that in the month of November, we doubled, as I referenced in our video, the number of newly registered customers compared to the month of October. That was a significant start. The great thing was, as we were leading up to that, I want to refresh the people's memory. As we were leading up to that, I had a number of people saying to me, "Oh, Ben, don't do this just yet. I've not really focused on retailing before. I've really been focused on building the business, and I don't know how to retail. You're going to have to train us on this." Well, what was interesting was the impact of the new prices was sufficiently compelling that training didn't seem to happen, didn't seem to need to happen all that much, because without any training, further education or instruction, most people were still trying to understand the direction that we were taking. Organically, instinctively, and naturally, the number of new registered customers doubled. See the power there of having a right price point, a compelling price point. See how much easier it can make our business when we open our mouths with these new changes. Now, moving into 2016, our goal is to focus further on this opportunity that we have to strengthen the way that we do our business and to make it more competitive, not just in the chance for earning income, but also in its simplicity and the power of the business to move forwards and to have success. What is critical here is we need to make a shift in the way that we've been doing business before to the way that we'll be doing business moving forwards. As we emphasize the role of the customer with a couple of these activities here, we are not removing the importance of the networking. This is what we're doing here, is trying to get an equal balance in the weight and the effort leading towards recruitment and leading towards the retailing activity that is required to be profitable. So, as I announced on this video, coming in early January, and it hasn't taken effect yet, we wanted to give a week or so of time for people to understand how this works before we launch it with full effect later in the month. So I'll give the specific dates. We plan to launch this at 40% discount on first orders and a 25% retail autoship bonus. The 25% autoship discount comes into effect on the 11th of January. So that comes in 1 week's time. The purpose for this is so we can take the next week or so better understanding and interpreting what is being required here, that we can put it into effect with confidence and with excitement. These discounts do not remove the retail profits that consultants will get as a consequence of registering a customer. This is important to emphasize. The discount might lead to a slightly smaller retail profit, but I want to draw your attention to a very important parallel that we are very, very familiar with. And that is, which for you is more valuable, the 20% rebate that you get or the 6% leadership bonus? We all know, of course, that the 6% leadership bonus is the most lucrative bonus of the compensation plan.
Unfortunately, only a handful of people qualify, because there's only a handful of people that get to that point where they're qualifying for the leadership bonus. When I say a handful, a percentage, a good number of people qualify for it. But statistically speaking, when you've got tens upon tens of thousands of people in our organization, statistically speaking, about 80% don't even qualify for that most lucrative bonus of all, because they have just a handful of people in their organizations. We want to shift that. We want to see the reversal of that, so that 80% of people in our organization have hundreds of people within their groups as customers that qualify them for the leadership bonus month after month after month. The critical thing here is the cost of acquisition, that investment that we place mutually in attracting new customers moving forwards, makes the time involved to get the customer so much the shorter. It reduces the touch points that you have in helping to convert a prospect to a purchasing consumer, and it also minimizes the amount of time required for you as a leader to train, motivate, encourage, instruct, inform your business builders moving forwards. I want you to think about this for just a second. And we've all seen this happen many, many times over. Someone joins the business, and of course we need to plug them in to help them get started. We need to spend a fair amount of time with them in building the dream. Why? To build their confidence that they can achieve it. We have all seen time and time again that self-belief is the single biggest barrier to people's success in network marketing. And yet, it doesn't need to be. We are in a world full of people that are rich in confidence in their abilities to achieve success. Each of us on the phone today have great confidence, but many of us lack the confidence required to achieve the results that we want to here in NECAM. One of the reasons for that often is the pattern of trying and struggling, trying and struggling, trying and struggling to succeed. We get barriers where people misunderstand who we are, what we're trying to accomplish, what our business is all about, why it seems so different to what they're used to with conventional business. We get objections with people that don't understand or don't like the business that we're offering. We get people that struggle with a host of different things, either the price point, the cost of joining, how to get started, what to do once I'm in, and so on. There is always a host of problems that we need to face to resolve concerns, deal with objections, and help people to move forwards from there. The time required as a result of that is significant in the heart of a leader and in the mind of a leader, in the time scale of a leader, where they have to work with their teams to train, keep them plugged in, motivate them, encourage them, support them, and so on. Now think of the knock-on effect that will come to your time commitment in working with your team when the touch points that are required get significantly reduced, when the product point, the product price, and the marketing strategy that the company is introducing here of offering these discounts to customers makes sharing the product so much easier. Think of it now. When you talk to someone that says they want to improve their health, or you find someone that has a need that is connected with our product portfolio, and you can say, well, I've got a fantastic business here where you can go onto my webshop and you can get some great opportunity to have these products that will really make a difference to your life. I've got something that can help with that. In fact, you go to my webshop and you get 40% off your first order, and it's got a great guarantee and a great warranty with every product. You go there, you get 40% off your first order. And if you really like this and you want to get it month after month, which everyone does, because it's just so wonderful, it's natural, it's organic, we can see immediate results coming into your life with these products, then you might want to sign up to our VIP customer program. We can get 25% off your consumables each and every month. This is a great way to move forwards, and it's really simple. It gets shipped straight to your door, and it all gets taken care of. Those types of incentives and hooks are very, very attractive to consumers. We know that subconsciously because we are consumers. And if you look at the trends that are happening out there in the world today, that is the way that retail activity is happening here, there, and everywhere. The changes to the prices, the discounts that we're offering, are not to devalue the product, but to add greater value to the consumer
to motivate them to want to purchase. Critically, they are also designed to make them want to purchase again and again and again and again. And they do that in a way that empowers you as a business builder to go out there and with fewer touch points, with less objectives, with less objections, and with more opportunity to reach out in a compelling and exciting way to gather more customers. Critically, what this does is it puts us in a position where finding 5 or 10 customers shouldn't just be a walk in the park, but that should be something that is far beyond what is nowhere near, I should say, what we should be aiming to accomplish month on month on month. Gary Bolton shared a compelling story with Jeff and I the other week, but he explained by placing a Google ad and by linking one of the NECAMP videos to his website, he generated over 700 views to that video and found 60 new customers in the month of December without even leaving his home to do that. Isn't that incredible? 60 new customers. Now, put into context what these new offers and incentives could do, keeping in mind you still get retail commissions and that 40% discount is off the first order only, and that is designed to attract and to engage the new customer. We saw a startling statistic last year that not only did we find most people joining the business because they wanted to be a customer, we also found a large number of people joining as a distributor who didn't even place a single order. Is that remarkable? Have you seen that in your business, ladies and gentlemen? I want you to know that what we're doing here is a significant step forward to empowering you and removing many of the barriers that you have faced in building your business. It is also introducing us to a new way of doing the business and to new statistics that we have not yet experienced. These statistics are that moving forward, there should be no reason why the average distributor couldn't find with simplicity and with a little bit of effort 20 to 30 to 40 customers that would be purchasing from them month after month after month. And of course, they're getting residual commission from that month after month after month. Now you apply the NECAMP plan to that, where we help 3 to reach 3 and get them to do the same. And what you find then is we've taken some of the essential components of online retailing that we see in the world today is becoming fast and furious and commonplace. And we're adding jet fuel to that with the network marketing word of mouth component, where we reward you for building your team and your organization, getting people to do the same thing. And what we have here is an opportunity here, a hybrid of a business model that is compelling, attractive, and easy for people to jump in, get started, and immediately feel a sense of achievement. I'm pleased to say that on top of all of that, and I'll discuss this, I'm going to give you a hint at this today now because I'm going to reveal this on the call tonight. In addition to this, NECAMP is going to be announcing tonight on the kickoff call an added new financial incentive to replace some of the incentive programs that we introduced last year that will give further financial reward and benefit to those who go out there and get these new customer activities happening. So we're making it easier for people to find new customers, to get them engaged, to activate them, to keep them engaged moving forward, and we're going to be adding new incentives to the mix to help reward and recognize your achievements in doing that so that you're getting your retail profits, you're building your team, and you're getting added rewards and bonuses as a consequence. We're going to talk more about that this evening, so be sure to tune in, plug in, and see the full potential of what we're doing. Again, as we look at the data, and as you look at the data in your own organization, we all have to concede that doing this will make it far more straightforward for people to share the business, share the products, and have a meaningful experience getting started. And of course, when the new person comes in and gets started, and they have success, they feel a sense of achievement, they get some recognition, which is what we're all going to talk about tonight on the kickoff call, then what you're going to see is a groundswell of enthusiasm, a groundswell of excitement, and that means that the rising tide raises all ships, and we start to see that profitability and reward upwards through the organizations with more rank advancements.
higher commission payouts and more success and more leaders being developed along the way. This is truly an exciting way of doing the business. It also means that we're going to have to do some things a little differently, because why would I need to travel all around the country, for example, to help sign someone in when it becomes so compelling that we can do this over the phone, over Skype, over some email opportunities, perhaps reaching out to people in a host of different ways, where it's so much easier now to help close the deal. We're removing the objections. We're diminishing the concerns. We're making ourselves look more competitive. We're making ourselves look more attractive and more in line with traditional business, but we've got the jet fuel of the network marketing model. And this, to me, is something that is very, very exciting. Like I said, people were surprised to see how sales performed in the month of November without any training and instruction on how to get new customers, that the numbers and the prices spoke for themselves and helped people move into action. The same will apply here when people see these special offers, that it will empower people very quickly to get going and have great success. So I'm very excited. Please join us on the call tonight. We've got more exciting news to talk about there as to how we're simplifying the experience for the customer, how they'll be able to jump onto your PWPs and register their own details, how they'll be able to manage their own order ship programs and make the changes to their own orders and track their own shipments of products for themselves. So this is some really exciting news that we've got. And, of course, like I said, more incentives coming your way to recognize and reward this critical behavior to add greater value. So thank you very much. I hope you're looking forward to the new year. I am very, very confident that this is going to make a significant impact and see more and more people's checks go up as a result of this new behavior and strategy. So thank you very much, and I'll pass the time back over to you, Dave.
Well, I think you've said it all, Ben. I think we ought to go for it. What a bright, exciting new year we have before us, and let's do it. Let's make it so. And thanks for the extra incentives that you're going to tell us about tonight. Are they pretty significant?
I think they're going to be very attractive. Yeah, people are going to like it.
Okay. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate you. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.